This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. 5 topics in about 10 minutes for Tuesday, July 11th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the gold standard may be making a comeback. Russia has confirmed that the BRICS nations, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, will officially announce a new trading currency backed by gold. They're expected to make the announcement in August at the BRICS summit in South Africa. Now, this is part of a bigger trend of de-dollarization taking place around the world. Since the middle of 2022, central banks outside the United States have been buying gold at an historic rate, in part to diversify their holdings away from the United States dollar. The U.S. dollar is the sort of the de facto reserve currency around the world. Most transactions involving petroleum around the world are denominated and transacted, paid for by U.S. dollars, which means that companies that have to import oil have to hold a certain amount of U.S. dollars in order to buy from the OPEC nations and so forth. But that is changing. A gold-backed currency is just the next step in a trend that's been growing for the last couple of years because of the United States government's weaponization of the dollar against Russia, using the United States dollars and Russian holdings of dollars to punish Russia for invading Ukraine. There are other nations who don't really agree with the United States when it comes to their foreign policies, and they don't want to be as vulnerable to the weaponization of the U.S. dollar as Russia has been. Now, Russia, for its part, thanks to its vast amount of petro reserves, natural gas and crude oil, and the willingness of countries like India and China to buy from Russia, basically making the NATO and European Union boycotts of Russian oil essentially worthless, Russia's in a better position to deal with this than a lot of other nations. Other nations hedging their bets by buying gold. Now, what happens if the United States dollar does, because of these changes, lose its status as the world's reserve currency? Well, for one thing, less demand for the dollar. If nations don't need to conduct foreign trade in dollars, they don't need to hold dollars, which means higher borrowing costs for Americans, lower stock market values, and also it would take away the government's ability, that is, the United States government's ability, to run huge deficits, knowing that it can finance those deficit spending, by just printing more dollars and then selling more treasuries to overseas investors. If the demand goes away, people don't want dollars, there's nobody to buy up that debt and basically lend us the money we need to continue spending like drunken sailors. Topic number 4, there will be economic fallout to that. Don't expect it to happen immediately or right away, but this is a growing trend to watch over the next few years. Topic number 4, woke paradise. The progressive paradise that is Portland, Oregon, imposed a new ban on daytime homeless camping. This went into effect Friday, but you wouldn't notice because neither the city nor the police in Portland are enforcing this ban. This was passed, this new ordinance, by a 3-1 vote last month, changing city code to only allow camping on public streets between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m. But again, the city not enforcing it. Mayor Ted Wheeler saying they're planning for a summer of education and that the city will give plenty of warning to the homeless community before actually beginning to enforce this new ban. Meanwhile, Portland is soon going to begin handing out aluminum foil and straws to fentanyl smokers. This is their latest attempt at harm reduction in the drug-riddled city. Rather than enforcing drug laws, they're just going to give away more stuff for drug users to do their drugs. Officials with the Multnomah County Health Department confirmed the plan, saying they will also hand out glass pipes and snorting kits. Portland, besides its homeless problem, is overrun by drug abusers. Fentanyl is a huge problem in Portland, but rather than dealing with it by, you know, trying to bust the dealers and getting people off the streets when they're hooked, they're just going to give out more drug paraphernalia. Topic number 3, gender wars. U.S. Appeals Court ruled Saturday that a Tennessee law prohibiting doctors from providing sex change operations and treatments to minors can go into effect immediately. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit said advocacy groups that had challenged the Tennessee law could not show that they were likely to prevail on their claims that it violates the U.S. Constitution. Judges voted 2-1 to reverse a lower court's decision that had blocked Tennessee from putting the law into effect while it's being challenged in the courts. This law in Tennessee, part of a growing trend around the United States by lawmakers who impose restrictions on transgender medical treatments for minors. The law, again in Tennessee, bans any medical procedure performed for the sole purpose of enabling a minor to identify with a gender other than the one they were, well, other than what they are. The corporate media story says assigned at birth. I'm sorry, it's assigned in the womb. Anyway, meanwhile, in the United Kingdom, the country there embroiled in a controversy over a law that would limit parental authority in cases where children want to identify as a different gender, but would affirmatively require parents to pay for such transitioning. If they don't pay, they could be charged with child abuse. And it goes beyond that. This is also going to apply to spouses. Spouses who object to their partner undergoing gender reassignment surgery or refuse to pay for it could be considered domestic abusers. just think about that. You're not the woman I married. I mean, literally, you're no longer the woman I married. If you refuse to pay for the treatments or the surgery, whether you're the parents of somebody who wants to transition or a spouse of somebody who wants to transition, under UK law, you could be considered a domestic abuser. This is absolutely bizarre. Not only is this an intrusion into people's private lives by the state, it fails to consider the feelings of the family members. The needs and emotions of people who suddenly have to deal with the fact that mommy, daddy, husband, wife suddenly wants to completely turn their life upside down and the lives of those around them. Absolutely astonishing. But this is the world in which we live today. And topic number two, Sound of Freedom. You've probably heard some talk about this movie. The movie, starring Jim Caviezel, has become the surprise hit of the summer, taking in $40 million in its opening week. It became the number one film on July 4th when it opened. It finished at the number three spot over the weekend, just behind the major Disney film, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. This little movie about rescuing children being trafficked is the number three film in the country. However, corporate media, including such outlets as Rolling Stone, The Washington Post, The Guardian in the UK, Jezebel, which is a big feminist news site here in the US, have all come out and condemned the movie as a paranoid QAnon propaganda film meant to excite and encourage right-wing conspiracy theorists. Seriously, it's a typical headline there. Here's another from Rolling Stone. And interesting when you look at Rolling Stone and how they portrayed Sound of Freedom compared to the Netflix film Cuties, showing young girls learning to, well, dance in very provocative ways. According to Rolling Stone, Cuties was, thanks to a major marketing mistake, incorrectly portrayed as a film that sexualized children. I'm sorry, Rolling Stone, but the film actually did sexualize young girls. Meanwhile, it portrays the film about based on a true story, a man named Tim Ballard, who, former military, went to Colombia to rescue children who were being trafficked for sex purposes. When the real-life operation on which the movie is based took place back in 2014, Ballard, a former federal agent, was portrayed as a hero. And the media rightly condemned this horror that is child sex trafficking. According to the International Justice Mission, there are about 50 million sex slaves worldwide, and trafficking is more than a $150 billion industry. I mean, 50 million slaves worldwide, that's more slaves than ever existed in history to this date. Slavery is a bigger problem today than it was in the 19th century. But now it's 9 years later, and the media calls the idea of trafficking children for sex purposes a QAnon, Pizzagate, right-wing conspiracy theory, and if you believe it, you're probably a nut job. Dangerous nut job. Yeah, well, while this is going on this week in California, a 14-year-old girl with learning disabilities who'd been missing was found at Camp Pendleton, where she had reportedly been sold to a U.S. Marine for the purposes of sex. The Marine is now in custody, and investigators are pursuing the case. So-called journalists in 2023 call sex trafficking of children a conspiracy theory. Why the attacks on this movie from the corporate media? I'll let you decide. I'll just remind you that the reason that Skywatch TV was canceled by YouTube 2 years ago, contrary to some other claims out there on the web, is because of the interview, the program, about the Skywatch Films documentary Silent Cry, which is all about the trafficking of children, not just for sex purposes, but for occult ritual purposes. For some reason, according to YouTube, that was cyberbullying and harassment. Coming up, we can rest easier. The Terminators say they promise not to kill us. That's next on 5 and 10.
With a global one-world cabal rising, it is time for the remnant of God to prepare spiritually for what is coming like never before. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Final Agenda Super Collection. When you order the Final Agenda Super Collection from the SkywatchTVStore.com, you'll receive the brand new book by Terry James and Pete Garcia, New World Order, Worlds in Collision, and the Rebirth of Liberty. This groundbreaking new book puts on full display all the telltale signs of the impending collapse of Western civilization that are all around us. From the out-of-control national debt, corruption at every level of government, cities suffering from rampant crime and lawlessness, the intentional sabotage of Western education systems, and the growing potential for nuclear world war. New World Order also navigates the globalist agenda to merge ancient paganism into modern technology, to excise God's created order via the Great Reset, and explains how individuals can and need to confront all these issues head on. But that's not all. When you order the Final Agenda Super Collection, you'll also receive Jonathan Brittner's brand new book, Cancel This. This incredible new work from acclaimed author Jonathan Brittner takes a zoomed-in look at precisely what we as Christians can learn from colorful characters throughout the Bible that are often thought of as bad guys. Cancel This examines what led to their disastrous decision-making and total lack of sound judgment that would ultimately bring total destruction to their lives. By exploring these historical biblical accounts, we ourselves can learn profound lessons about how to avoid the same anger, bitterness, greed, pride, unforgiveness, and even the desire for vengeance in today's toxic cancel culture. And as a total bonus, each chapter of Cancel This concludes with thought-provoking questions, organized in a way that can help readers apply solid biblical truths in group Bible studies. But we're just getting started. You'll also receive absolutely free while supplies last, the best-selling book by Terry James and contributing author like Dr. Thomas Horn, Jonathan Brittner, Bill Salas, Pete Garcia, and so many more. Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm, where you'll learn why so-called woke insanity, cancel culture, and the mainstream media are indoctrinating our social, educational, and even military institutions with anti-God, anti-America as founded sentiment. You'll also learn about emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. But we're still not done. The Final Agenda Super Collection also includes the amazing DVD, The Coming Judgments. Join Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brittner as they delve into great detail on the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments listed in the Book of Revelation. This exclusive DVD also features Jonathan Brittner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture, where you'll be shocked to find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap. Sold separately, the items in the Final Agenda Super Collection hold a retail value of $85. Yours right now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone to place your order at SkywatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Final Agenda Super Collection today.
Item number one today, it's all right, they promise to be peaceful. Well, and at least that's what they say. An incredibly lifelike humanoid robot at what was billed the world's first human robot press conference in Geneva, Switzerland, this being reported by the Reuters news agency. Nine humanoid robots asked a series of questions by journalists, and one of them gave a kind of dodgy answer to the question, would it ever rebel against its human creators? Amica, a human robot developed by UK-based robotics company Engineered Arts, kind of gave it the side eye first of all, I mean, that's the image on the left there, like, and then answered, I'm not sure why you would think that. It didn't say, no, I'll never rebel. I will always happily serve my human masters. No, that wasn't the answer it gave. I'm not sure why you would think that. My creator has been nothing but kind to me, and I'm very happy with my current situation. Mm-hmm. But like I said, the kind of the side eye before the response makes you wonder. Kind of a non-answer answer. During the month of July, Skywatch TV is offering as our thank you for your donation, your gift of any amount if you're in the U.S. or Canada, the wonderful book by Carl Gallup's Glimpses of Glory. Carl uses his gift, his God-given gift as a storyteller, to illustrate what it must have been like for the apostles witnessing Jesus and his miracles firsthand. And we'll send it to you, again, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your donation of any amount during the month of July. Take advantage of this opportunity. It's a wonderful gift. Would make a wonderful gift for someone else who has trouble believing, understanding what it must have been like. But it will bring tears to your eyes. There are parts of this book that will bring tears to your eyes. And you can find out more at our website, skywatchtv.com. Look for the red donate button. You can go to skywatchtvstore.com, follow the link there, or call us during regular business hours, toll free, 844-750-4985. This week on Skywatch TV, we're talking about cancel culture and what you must do as a Christian to, deal with the world in which we live today. Jonathan Brentner, featured this week alongside Terry James, Donna Howell, Dr. Thomas Horn, Joe Horn on the panel, and the program is available right now at skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is always there. You can also catch it at our YouTube, or rather our Roku or Apple TV channels. If you've got the set-top box, make sure you've got the Skywatch TV channel for it, or go to YouTube. We do have a new YouTube channel just for the main program now, The Rumble channel as well, rumble.com/SkywatchTV. This is a very relevant topic this week because the women of Simply His, Skywatch TV's women's program, canceled by YouTube recently. We don't know why. I mean, at least when they kicked us off 2 years ago, we knew why. But this one, we're not even sure what they said. Who knows? But make sure that we never get canceled from you. Download our app to your smartphone or tablet. This bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech. The company that hosts the video content on our app is a Christian company. They will not cancel us, and you can bring it right into your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire. We've got apps for all of those platforms and links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.